There also, I just want to mention, it's because the end of Shiur, I just figured I couldn't let the day go by. I know that at the yard site today, it was yard site yesterday of Lord Sachs. I think that someone spoke last night in Yeshiva about Jonathan Sachs and his legacy. I just thought I would also mention another yard site today, which is close to my heart, Rav David Feinstein's yard site. First yard site is today. And I, Baruch Hashem, I had a schus to know Rav David all my life. It wasn't like I was shamishim in terms of psak per se. I asked my shilas over the years, but it was a different relationship. I mean, I grew up in the neighborhood, so he was literally a household name, and the families were very close and connected from going back. You know, my parents even, their shidduch had a little bit to do with, the Feinsteins as well. My father learned by Rav Moshe, so just wanted to acknowledge it and mention a thought or two about Rav David's godless, just to give you a sense in Torah. I mean, that there's so much that one could say, but it's been mentioned by others as well. Rav Moshe quotes his son a number of times in the Igris, but what's striking about this particular tshuva, it's in Yordei Chelk Aleph Simin Kuv Zayin, is that it's written in Tafshin. Tafshin is 1940. If you ever want to do math, that's a good way to remember. Tafshin is 1940. You can always add whatever letters that come afterwards to 1940, and you can know in a second what year. Tafshin Lamed Hei is 1975. Lamed Hei is 35. Because if I asked you Taf Resh, and I added some letters, Taf Resh is 1840. So Taf Kuf is 1740. Just in terms of, you see dates, don't get intimidated. It's easy to remember. But 1940, Rav David would have been 11 years old. So it happens, the tshuva happens to be about midos in terms of tefachim. We're talking about midos in a shir in terms of the. So he talks about the question having to do with the. There's different types of measuring of an amma. There's an amma sochekes, an amma tsebes, whether it's considered to be a spread out amma or a more constricted amma. And he discusses that inyan. And then after, he assumes that when the Torah gives a mida, so he talks about different areas of halacha, and when you assume the amma is going to be one thing or the other thing, and says, look, Masha Rishus HaRabim for Shabbos, Tezayin amma is the width of Rishus HaRabim. So are we going to say that if the you're only going to be violating Hutzah or Mavid Al-Ram Rishus HaRabim if it's a wide amma, Tezayin amma is of a wider variety? Or do we say no, that the default is even a tighter amma is enough to be mechayev you, to quote Rishus HaRabim? And he assumes, the end of the tshuva, that it's pashut, that it's not sochakos, which is a wider amma, but it's a constricted amma, and that's the shir that we're mishayev from. And that would bring with it all the chumras that we have regarding chiv chatas for hotzah and havara. Avo b'ni David, 11-year-old, b'ni David, Nun Yud Neir Yor Herali b'Mashaba b'Basar Da Pegimel. Shekasav alatosos. Shepirish alishus harabim mal shetafsik. The Gemara Pegimel and Beis. Gav begimel ilanis. Dila beruchav tezayin irid kestam b'shus harabim shem gav b'shus harabim habi amosochakos kmo b'kalayim. That's what the Masha says. So choratamua, such a big chiddush, I wouldn't have thought like the Masha, but my son pointed out, 11 years old, this Masha b'Basar Pegimel. Just give you a flavor of how he was sholeit in Torah at such a young age. This week is Parshas Chayisara. So I said when I spoke a year ago, it was also the week of Chayisara, the Levaya, and I just mentioned this vort in connection to a particular story that I heard from someone who's very close to Rav David. He was actually learned with him many, many years, and he wrote up many of his psakim, barichus. There's two volumes called Bidibar Tabam. They're out there, and basically Rabbi Moskowitz is the Baruch Moskowitz Bum, the Dibar Tabum. So he wrote up tshuvas of discussions he had in Halach with Rav David for over many 20-some years. He basically went through a sugya. He told me he used to have to prepare months to sit down for a half an hour with Rav David and discuss the sugya and learning, and he was holding the sugya for months. Rav David didn't know what he was going to bring up, and they were able to sit and learn, and he was able to tell him what he thought, and then he'd be able to incorporate that in what he wrote up, because he wrote up how he thought about the sugya, and then how Rav David tweaked it and said something here. That's his derech in the sefer. So he told the following story, and I can envision where it happened, because it was in the office that for all the years, the office, the W used to be in this office called the Cole office. After that, they built him a nicer office where he, more of a kavodik. But this office, I would not be exaggerating if I told you, basically, it was completely like sparim falling off the shelves and other things and soda cans, because Rav David used to fill the soda machine in the lobby. So there were soda cans that were situated, piled up, and there was sparim. And there was a table with a chair, and Rav David sat there and, you know, spent time there. People would speak to him, whatever. Anyway, so the story was that somebody came in, and at the time, there was like a divider between, I guess, the front of the area of the room and where Rabbi Moskowitz happened to be looking at a safer in the back of that room. And so the person who came in didn't necessarily know that someone was in the back of the office. And suddenly this person comes in and starts berating Rav David about something that he was upset about. He starts calling him names and speaking very, very inappropriately, chutzpahdik. And it went on for a few minutes. Rav David said nothing. He just didn't respond, just listened. And at some point, the person left the room and went outside. So meanwhile, Rav Moskowitz is literally in this office feeling cringing, feeling totally uncomfortable. He had to be hearing all of this. The funny thing is, he comes out. Rav David talks to him like nothing happened. Like literally, literally nothing happened. Just began to engage in conversation, whatever. Literally, it didn't faze him. There was literally no, the anava was incredible. So I connected that to a pasuk at the end of the parsha in Chayisar coming up this week. So the end of the parsha talks about names of Bnei Yishmael. Just names. But there are midrashim and there are balitosas that quote, apparently midrashim, that bring an idea out from these names. So the pasuk says, Chadad Umishma V'duma Umasa. That's a three-word pasuk. And then there's another pasuk that follows, Chadad V'seima Yitur Nafish V'kedma. Names, okay. Bnei Yishma, they're 12 sons, they all became princes, whatever. So the Medrash says that it's probably Tosis put, Mishma V'duma Umasa. Somebody who listens to themselves being insulted, umishma, viduma, and they're quiet, dome, and bears it and says nothing. Chadad v'seima, they become sharp, and they can say things, words of Torah. Yitur nafish v'kedma, they be able to guard, yitur, like the noter, to guard. Nafish, the Torah that's many, many mitzvahs that were given in ancient times. Like an interesting pshat on the words. So the Chida brought this pshat, and the Chida says, we say this in our davening every day, in El Kain Itzor. We say, V'nafshi ka'ofer l'kotia, that we should be able to be strong enough to have the discipline that even if people belittle us, people speak to us in ways that are not appropriate, we feel demeaned, we can be stronger and above that and not let it affect us. And if so, psachli bi besarasecha u'mitzvasecha tirdof nafshi. That allows us to have the strength to open up in Torah. So that's connected to this part. And I was thinking about this story, but this story is just symptomatic, indicative of the whole mahus of David. As great as he was in Torah, as I gave you a flavor of it, his midah of anava was just beyond anything. And it was so, he was so unassuming. He never wore long. He always, you know, was like, he was one of the guys. He would just, you know, it's in such an obvious way that was just, people would think he's demeaning himself, but it wasn't. He didn't see it that way. It was just such a, and that was his secret. He was very much of a tzanua, and Ashvei Ayin Rasa, those of you who knew him or knew of him or knew people who knew him, it was a tremendous chus. So having David's first yard site, I think it was, I felt that I should at least say that, and we should be able to learn, all of us, from his midos, and he's a baruch, and it's a shem. We should be able to be inspired to learn and to grow, all of us, in our own way.